Had you asked me just a couple of years ago about how to market yourself or how to market a company in order to get more sales or just drive attention and eyeballs towards you or that company, I would have said the only way is to do marketing on social media or content. I might have said, do a podcast. I might have said, do a vlog series on YouTube. But that would have been it. I would have gone all in on social media. And I really did think that social media was the only way that you could market yourself. Just a couple of years ago. And now I've changed my mind. I've evolved as a person. Hopefully, and broaden my horizons and seeing some alternatives to social media in terms of marketing. And that's what we're going to speak about today. Not social media, but rather being fanatic about something and what it means to be a fanatic. This is Caspian with a riff on being a fanatic. So I just finished reading a book by Amos Oz called Dear Sealots in English, I believe the title is. I've switched Sealots out for fanatics because I think it's easier and I think a lot more people know what a fanatic is. And the book is there are three novel or essays, I think, or they've sort of been put together from lectures and from letters and from texts that Oz has written. And the three parts they were very new to me. I've never read anything about him or by him before. Especially the first essay, I really recommend. I'll link the book in the show notes. And the essay is about how people become fanatics, especially religious or political fanatics, but also what it means to be a fanatic. And there was one line or one quote that really, really hit home for me, which is, I'm paraphrasing here, a fanatic is someone who can only count to one. And that really hit home for me because I know that there are many areas of life where I have been and that I am a person who can only count to one, that has only one answer to any question within the area, or can only come up with one solution to any given problem, really. I can only count to one. And I know that there are a lot of people who suffer from the same thing. And I also know that from personal experience, I've become more happy and more interested and more full as a person when I stop having that one answer and broaden my horizon and, I don't know, see the grayscales, I think. I've become much more fun as a person when I start to discern the shades and nuances of questions, problems, areas of life. One such thing has been marketing, as I said in the intro. I've been heavily reliant on and a heavy believer in social media marketing. And I still think it's, you know, obviously it's super effective, right? And content in general is. But as I started my new job, I realized that I would have to broaden my horizons. because I was going to start working with SEO and SEM and PPC and all of these other kinds of marketing. And we think quite differently about marketing at my new job than I did before. Which is, it's opened a lot of doors for me in terms of what marketing is. I've learned a shitload of things just in the past couple of 6 months from working with these things. I've learned new ways of selling. I've learned new ways of marketing. So many new things. And I know that this has happened for me in different areas of life over and over and over again. I used to think that you could only become smarter or more well-read or more educated by reading books. That was my one solution to learning stuff. And now I can watch YouTube videos, I can take online courses, I can listen to people, listen to podcasts, and so on. Right now I have a couple of them that part of why this sentence hit home. I have a couple of areas in life where I only have one answer. Quite selectively and quite, I've chosen to only have one answer because it makes life a lot easier if I only have one answer. One of those is discipline solves everything. Discipline gives freedom, which is a mantra that I picked up from Jocko Willink. It's been ingrained in me. It's something that I try to really believe and try to live. Because it's a lot easier. That's what it is being a fanatic. Life is a lot easier. Regardless if it's again, religious or political or marketing or solving your life. It's a lot easier being a fanatic. It's a lot easier choosing to believe in something wholeheartedly and going all in on that. Because once you close all those doors, all those other doors that aren't the one, you don't have to pay attention to them. You don't need to look in and see what's happening there. You don't need to explore them. They're just closed. So what I wanted to do with this episode and what I want you to sort of think of is first of all, what areas of life have you been a fanatic in and then changed your mind or broadened your horizons? And what areas of life are you currently a fanatic in? Where can you only count to one? What areas of life can you only find the one answer, the one solution to all problems? Do you want it to be like that? Do you want to keep it a one, or do you want to open more doors? Because as soon as you've identified the things that you have been fanatic about, and seen how you changed from that, you can sort of map a path to becoming less of a Seeloth or less of a fanatic in areas that you don't want to be a fanatic in today. That's it for today. Thank you so much for watching or listening. If you haven't already, subscribe on any podcast platform, YouTube, or connect with me on the social platforms. Do check out the show notes. I've put a transcription and a summary, and I try to do some writing in there as well on the things that I say. And until next time, take care.